Woo! All right, good evening, guys. I'm Alex from TechnoClass.com, and you are watching. Well, today is March 29th, 2014. March 29, 2014. I'm Alex from TechnoClass.com. You're watching the Big Time Show. Nawala na yung music ko. The Big Time Show is a live YouTube tech discussion and podcast. At, you know, may ison pa, oh. And today, marami tayong very interesting topics. Actually, may special guest tayo from a well-known local developer. Now, I think one of the probably the most successful local developer, maybe, of Bell Games. Si Sir Eric Garay Blas of Kuyi Mobile. Malamang lalaro niyo yung game siya from yung bago ngayon, yung Epic Paint Adventure, pinag-usapan natin last week. Elevator Joe, which is ginest natin si Sir Ryan Sumo, and Street Food Tycoon, and Street Food Tycoon World Tour, I think is the name. Yeah. So meron tayong, yun ang ating guest for today. Wait lang, mali na yung timing ko. Ako na yung nag-intro eh, no? Sinira ko eh. Sir Eric muna, please introduce yourself, your website, yung mga games yung ano na, and then where can they find your stuff? Go ahead, sir.
Hi, good evening. Eric here, from founder of Kuyi Mobile. Well, na-mention na ni Alex yung games.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Hope you can visit my website. It's www.kuyimobile.com, or you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Kuyi Mobile if you have any questions or you want any tips.
Actually, ano, baka gusto ko nang ano, may mention. If anybody sa audience natin ngayon nanonood is interested mag-dev ng games, can they ask you some mga simple questions right now today? Yung mga, yeah. Can they leave comments? Yun. O, baka may tips tayo. Ang katabi ni Sir Eric, si Nico Guarte. Dev
so,
na
yeah.
Ano, ano ba?
Dev ng Harmony OS. Okay. Hey guys, si Nico Guarte for ito ng Detroit Gazette at Jam Online. Wala na pa akong sasabihin pa. Don't forget to visit my site at www.detroit.ga. So, wala na iba. Follow me on stop. Okay, sige na. Back to you, ano, Alex.
Yun. At katabi ni Nico Guarte. Ay, tignan mo naman, no? Pumuporma.
Hey Mr. guys, Jam. My name is Jam.
Mancheta.
No, it's not Jam, it's me, Ralph. I'm back. Hey guys, what's up? Sorry, I haven't been on the show for quite a long time. I've been surfing. Yeah, return of the NFC guy, or the black
okay
guy.
Lang yan. Okay lang yan. Hey,
anyway, that's it.
Back.
Follow me on Twitter, at Rafael Oka, if you want. Back to you, Alex.
Yun. Wait, talagang yung subtitle mo, the blackberry guy.
Yes.
Ayaw mo ilagay ng the circles, ano? Alright, so about...
Sabagay ako naman.
Ah, no.
Oh, sabagay naman ako, the pony guy eh.
Pony, the brony. So bago tayo masimula, magbabasa ako ng comments really quickly, yung mga nag-aantay kanina pa. Sabi ni Lechen, 1982, akala ko 5-inch ang Kraken. 5-inch naman talaga, pero iba yung sinabi ko dun sa comment ko.
Oh, what's
the 5 inches? sabi ni Christian Montes, good evening, ka-BTS actually, kung di-display ko yung ano. Sabi ni Christian Montes, good evening mga ka-BTS. Sabi ni Will Kazee, good PM mga ka-BTS. Good evening, please. Sabi ni Batuter, medyo mahaba ito, babasahin. Okay, babasahin natin ito, medyo mahaba. Mahilig talaga si Will Kazee sa kanyang bagong Nexus 7. Sir Alex, favor lang po, sir, pakitry naman po yung Nexus 7 nyo po habang nagpe-play ng music. Pakitry po, ikot 3360 degrees, hindi ko gets yun. Siguro yung ano niya, yung rotation ng ano ng screen niya, I don't know. Sabi ni Kikiam, Braka, wait lang, sa screen. Ito yung comment ko, masayin nyo, Ruff's Kraken.
Kraken is here.
sabi ni RBX Chris, grabbing 8-inch yan, gusto ni Jam yan. Si Jam po ngayon, nasa bus, papuntang nasa Laguna, kaya hindi pa siya makano ngayon. Sabi ni RBX Chris, umpisahan na to, tinigilan ko mag-hon para manood nito. You know, mag-lol ka na lang.
Hindi, okay yung hon. Okay, Dota. Adios, Steam.
sabi ni Kikam Abraha, good evening po, BTS. Mukhang interesting na naman ang topic tonight. Okay, nandyan si JC Waze Noik Nilem. Sabi ni Paul, you know, start na. Good ib mga ka-BTS. sabi ni RBX Chris, wag mo kasi unahan, Alex. Napahiya ka eh. Inunahan ko kasi si Zoe. Ano ba to? Sabi ni Kevin Valdez, ito. Maganda. Ito yung ano, ka-La Union mo, Raph. May nagko-comment dito, taga-La Union eh.
Oh, cool.
Sabi niya, magandang gabi mga ka-BTS. Hehe, buti nakahabol ako. BTS La Union chapter. Yun.
Dude, if you surf.
Yeah. BTS La Union chapter. You know. Sabi ko nga, bumisitahin ka sa ano eh, sa Circle
of the La Union.
Yes, sa Circle. Yun. So, good evening po ulit sa inyong mga taga-panood. And then, marami tayong pag-uusapan ngayon. I don't know kung nakita niyo yung graphics natin. Basically, yung Galaxy Tab Pro 8.4, isang affordable na Snapdragon 800 tablet na more than full HD. And then, pag-usapan natin ang bagong game ni Sir Eric, which is the Epic Paint Adventure. Na-try mo na ba ito, Raph? You should download it.
Unfortunately, not yet.
Wala daw kasi sa BlackBerry. Dapat maglabas ka daw.
If it's on Android, I can install it on BlackBerry.
I-APK mo. Libre naman nata eh. Di bagong Octa-Core, ang SKK. Himala. Sila yung, I think, number 4 brand sa Pilipinas na magkaroon ng Octa-Core. Pero medyo weird yung specs. Paboritong brand ni TJ itong SKK kasi inisnub siya nung kinontak niya. And then may bagong flagship phone ng HTC One. It's called the HTC One M8. Yun ang ating mga topics for today. Sisimulan ko na ang ating topics with our... Mali. Mali yung mic. Yeah. News of the World! Wide Webs! Sabi ni Leche, 1982, subtitle ni Raph, Mahilig sa Crack. What? Hindi ako nagsabi nun. Mahilig ka daw sa Kraken, Raph.
Ala.
Sabi ni Kikam Braca, good evening, sir. Raph, good and happy to have you back. Sabi ni RBX Chris, hon pa rin, pangit graphics ng LOL.
LOL.
Sabi ni RBX Chris, grabe frat na pala itong BTS, may chapter na. Oo, pag ano po, i-hazing kayo ni Nico. Alright, so... Actually, gusto kong pag-usapan yung agad si Kuya Mobile, pero mabilisan lang, we can talk about the new... Actually, last week, ata, pinag-usapan natin yung 12.2 nilang Samsung Note. But this week, nilaunch din nila ang Samsung Tab Pro. Ito ang kanilang... Actually, very affordable. Snapdragon... Pinost ko to sa Instagram, I don't know kung nakita nyo. It's a Snapdragon 800... tablet for only $18,990. And then, ano siya, more than full HD, the screen is actually 2560 by 1600 pixels. More than full HD. 8.4 inch. Ano ba magusto ko sa inyo? KitKat, 8 megapixel camera, 2GB RAM, 16GB ROM, 4800 mAh battery. I don't know kung, nawala si Raph. Niwala na tayo.
Mamaya, release na sa akin na naman.
Oh, nag-release ng Kraken si Raph. Ano ba? Actually, this is the first Samsung tablet na medyo na ano, tumibok yung puso ko ng konti. Kasi to me this is affordable. Eh. This is 18 I thought it would be like 23,000. But this is 18,990. Actually sa gray market lumabas siya at about 16,000-17,000. I like the Snapdragon 800 processor, the 8.4-inch more than full HD display. And then, okay na ako dun sa 8-megapixel camera. May LED flash naman siya. 2GB RAM, 16GB RAM microSD, 4,800. GPS GLONASS, may infrared blaster siya, OTG, MHL video out. And then, yung alam niyo naman yung Samsung tablets, may multi-window sort of yung... multitasking stuffs niya. Ano ba? Ano dito? Ang masasabi ko lang dito, it's, I think this is the cheapest Snapdragon 800 device na hindi China brand or hindi ano? I don't know. Ano. I think meron ang, I want to say Lenovo. Tama ba? Na Snapdragon 800? Hindi ko alam. Pero I think if you want something, this is more than full HD. Wala pang ibang ganun na more than full HD. So I think At least that's what it's going for. I don't know kung ano. Maraming nagtatanong nito before, eh. Like a few weeks ago, sinatanong kung dumating na to. So I think this is going to be slowly going to become available sa Pilipinas. I think most definitely April 10 or whatever. Makakakuha ka na ng mga ano, mga stocks nito. So I don't know. I think ano, nasa budget mo ba to, Nico? Anong ano mo ba dito?
Yeah, I think ako ano, reasonable na tong fresh na yan. At saka yung ano, kahit medyo usual na yung design ng Samsung ano,
yeah,
tablet.
Actually, ang ayaw ko lang sa kanya yung pangalan eh. Because, yeah, ang ayaw ko lang sa kanya yung pangalan because I like my Note 7, my Nexus 7 because I can call it my Nexus 7 eh. Sobrang simple sabihin eh. This is the Samsung Galaxy Tab Pro 8.4.
Yun nga lang eh. Yes, correct.
Oh God, that naming scheme. So annoying. Wait lang. Ano bang anong status ni Raf?
Single.
Wala, iniwan tayo. Okay, so... Magre-refresh ako ng comments, ha. Hindi ko alam kung may mga nagtatanong. But if you have, you know, 20,000, you might want to look at it. Kasi I think Nexus 5 is about 21,000, 22,000. LG G2 is like 23 plus. If you just want a tablet, ito may tanong dito. Sabi ni RBX Chris, DQHD ang Samsung niya. Yes, QHD as in capital Q. Quad HD. Because it's, wait lang, 1280 times 2 magiging 2560, and then 800 magiging 1600. Yes, it's, ayun, so sabi ni Leche 1982, no 3G LTE itong tab, sayang. Actually, may LTE version pero wala sa Pilipinas. And I think mas mahal siya.
Wala.
So, 18, yung 18990 is just a Wi-Fi edition. Although, yun talaga yung ano doon. Kasi, yun lang ang talo mo doon because you're paying 18990 for something without call and text. So, normally, yung 18990, kung i-compare mo sa mga brands dito sa na hinahanap natin, is mahanapan mo na siya ng call and text. Although, I guess, mahirap din mag-call and text sa 8.4-inch na display, di ba? Masyado siya malaki sa tenga. Yeah, so if you're looking for a powerhouse parang gaming tablet, I think the Tab Pro 8.4 is a good bet. Actually, mas gusto ko siya versus the Note Pro 12.2 kasi mahal na Note Pro 12.2. The Note Pro 12.2 is 36,990 with a larger screen, 12.2-inch, with an S Pen and a different processor, an Exynos processor, which is, sabi ni Jam, pareho lang with the Snapdragon 800, pero mas gusto ko yung Snapdragon 800. It has 3 gigs RAM, 32 gig ROM, so mas maraming ROM, and then 9,500 milliamp hours. Almost twice ng price ng ano, nung 8.4. Which is why mas gusto ko yung 8.4, especially since Snapdragon 800 yun. Yun lang naman. Gonna refresh the comments one last time bago tayo lumipat kay Sir Eric of Kui Mobile. Wala, iniwanan tayo ni Raf. Iniwanan tayo ni Jam.
Na NFC.
Na NFC. Na NFC sila eh.
Okay.
Ito, sabi ni Will Kazi, Sir Alex, ano po mas magandang display, Nexus 7 or Samsung Galaxy Tab Pro 8.4? Actually, hindi ko na-compute. Computing natin yung ano yung PPI. Mabilisan lang. Normally, hindi naman ako masyadong maarte sa PPI. 2560, vertical pixels is 1600, diagonal screen size is 8.4. Calculate. 359 PPI. So, mas mataas yung PPI niya kesa sa Nexus 7. Not necessarily kung masasabi na mas maganda yung display niya, pero malaki yung display niya and then mas mataas yung PPI. It's using a super clear LCD display. So, hindi siya IPS. Pero maganda tignan actually nung hawak ko siya. Saan ba? I'll just show this screen one last time. Oh, hindi ko pala binuksan yung screen. Here we go. Very high resolution screen. Tsaka ang gusto ko dito is yung multitasking niya kasi sulit yung multitasking niya dun sa laki ng screen plus yung kanyang resolution. Yun ang mga ano ko doon. Pero yeah, if you're, kung nagtitipid ka, I think the Nexus 7 is still a good buy at, what, 11,500, something like that, whatever. Anyway, yeah. So I guess yun na muna yun. If you have any more questions about the Samsung Tab Pro 8.4, i-post nyo lang. But as we're just gonna move on to the topic, and ito na tayo kay Sir Eric Garayblas of Kuya Mobile. Thank you for joining us on the show, sir. How are you?
Thank you, po.
So I guess first question, kamusta po? How is Kuya Mobile doing? Anong ano natin?
Great. So far, turning 5 years this April actually.
Oh, yeah.
So okay pa naman.
5 years. So kailan lumabas yung Street Food Tycoon? How did that start? Actually,
came out last 2012.
Ah, so pero 2000, kung 5 years...
So, 2 years na siya this March, actually. And then,
nag-start ka ng 2009,
yeah.
How long did it take to come up with the first product, yung, ano, Street Food?
Well, Street Food Tycoon is my 7th game. Eh. So I had games before Street Food Tycoon. Pero yung Street Food Tycoon is actually my first free, yung tawag nilang freemium game.
Mm.
So these games ka are all paid apps.
Ah, I see.
So yan.
Ah, so would you say ano talaga How is the freemium model? Do you think it's the future for mobile, or and what do you think?
Number one, it's kasi freemium is more accessible since
your
product mo is free. Users can just basically download the game and then give it a go, and then kung di nila nagustuhan, pwede nila i-delete agad.
Right.
Unlike pagka paid game siya, medyo may barrier kasi you have to shell out money before you can download the actual game.
Yeah.
So mas may appeal sa lalo na sa mass audience yung free to play games. Yan. Kaya nga lang ngayon medyo tough na rin yung competition because ang dami na rin games sa App Store.
Right.
Last
time,
parang there are about 800,000 apps na yata or close to 1 million.
Yeah, marami talaga. I mean, sobrang ano. I mean, ang nakakatawa nga dyan is so sa 800,000 apps na yun, parang if you look at Flappy Bird, it's not actually something na mahirap gawin. So it's the concept sometimes that's ano, that's really good eh. Anyway, wait lang.
Alex, sorry.
Go ahead.
I got disconnected. I see that you guys are talking about Kuya Mobile already, you know?
Yes.
Did you guys talk about your monetization strategy already?
Ayun, I think we're gonna type up on that.
Okay. You guys are using the freemium model, right?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Alex, you were asking something. I just wanted to...
Hala ko may follow-up question ka dun eh.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, wait lang. Lumipat muna tayo sa Epic Paint Adventure. So, I think last week, March 20th, you launched yung Epic Paint Adventure, right, sir?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Epic Paint Adventure is actually a puzzle game.
Mm.
It's a different take on yung Candy Crush style of gameplay. It's a more parang more challenging, no? And parang mayroon kang medyo may sense of fulfillment in a way that you help these famous artists complete their masterpieces.
Right.
So may paint sila, and then you have to grab the paint colors that they need para matapos nila yung masterpiece nila.
So, yeah, it's actually, it's very interesting. I don't know kung ma-demo ko ng maganda dito. Actually, this is yung actual game, right?
Ng Epic Paint.
And then, basically, it's a very interesting concept. I don't know kung ano. Puzzle game siya, you're gonna try to parang create, to match paint na required nung painting na gusto ng painter, right?
Yeah.
So like if matching paint is like yun, ilalagay ko yung dilaw doon. If I make 4, parang yun yung kukuhanin yung score. But the thing is, limited yung moveset mo, tama ba? Parang gano'n?
Yeah. Kasi every turn, may lumalabas na bagong paint. So, nafe-fill yung board.
Right, right. So, ito, parang partly tutulong ako niya because it generates colors, but it also, mahirapan kang mag-move ng, ano ba, ng paint, I guess. Pieces. I don't know how. Yeah, ng pieces. It's a, parang medyo, ano to, medyo different to, especially since, I believe, ang natatandaan ko mga games mo, specifically was, mga real-time na parang, ano ba to, real-time, hindi naman Twitch eh. It's, ano, it's a, katulad nung Street Food and...
Ako nga naman yung fan of simulation games kasi. Kaya yung Street Food, right. Tycoon actually more of a simulation slash strategy game.
Right.
Where, starting late last year with Elevator Joe, I kind of tried to experiment with different genres. Para ma... Yun, matry lang kung... Kasi ngayon, pag iba yung genre, iba yung target audience mo eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, just wanna find out which works, which doesn't work. So, yun,
interesting din, sir, na, no? Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Yung Elevator Joe, if you notice, it's more of an arcade action game. Mm-hmm. And then, ito namang si Epic Paint Adventure is more of a puzzle game. So, slow-paced naman siya.
That's true. Speaking mas, of...
Sorry, Alex, may I? Speaking of your target market, it must be really interesting what kind of demographics you can see amongst your users, ano?
Yeah.
Alex, if you don't have a succeeding question, I just want to ask, do you see any specific trends or any specific...
Yeah, that's good.
A little, you know, any interesting tidbits about how Filipinos use your game or what kind of Filipinos use your games, what kind of devices they use.
Mm.
That must be really interesting with data. Are you able to see things like that?
Well, unfortunately, si Apple and si Google doesn't provide that kind of deep demographics. You know, I can only find out kung ano yung device nila and saan country sila, saan region. But as far as, you know, determining yung gender ng player, yung age, I just usually get that from engagement with fans like through Facebook or via Twitter. So through those channels, that's where I can find out my audience.
Any specific insights or anything interesting you've learned over the past few months or years of developing games?
Well, ang interesting that I've experienced is I've had players that are as young as 4 years old, and then I have players that are as old as 85 years old. So I think that's kind of interesting. So anyway,
yeah,
the target is to make games that appeal to a wider age bracket, not just limited to say teenagers or women. So I just want to tap a wider target audience for my games.
Sorry,
Alex. Sorry,
but no, marami kang questions.
Siyempre, just start up. So,
go,
interesting
go.
You mentioned 4 to 85 years old. Right? It really proves that Filipinos, nakikisabay talaga sa kung ano uso, di ba? I think that's the learning there. No? Anyway, Alex, go ahead.
Ano ba? Nawala na ako eh.
Sorry.
hindi. Ako masasabi ko dyan. Actually, nagulat ako because yung first parang major title ng Kuyu Mobile na yun nga yung freemium model was Street Food Tycoon, which is I thought ang magiging theme mo was parang Filipino inspired parang themes kasi Street Food Tycoon, although we could argue na hindi naman talaga locally yung ano, parang we could say local or not local, but yun, parang Fishbowl and Kikiam and stuff like that. And then naging world tour, so parang lumawak pa siya ng konti. It's more of international street food. Pagdating sa Elevator Joe, you can almost argue it's international audience din talaga, right?
Yeah.
You might say na okay, medyo may culture tayo dito sa Pilipinas na parang we like our parang elevator ano ba yan? Yung nag-ano? Operators ng elevator natin. Di ba merong Yung SM Girl. Naging English na elevator operator na babae, so yung ano na TV.
Sa Cebu.
Yeah, so I think you could, yung nung nakita ko yun, I think parang may tangently Filipino-ish flavor pa siya ng ano. This one, the Epic Paint Adventure, it's very international na. I don't know kung may tie-in ka pa. Yung would you say it's ano, you're targeting a more parang worldwide audience or ano? Anong target mo with the theme?
Well, Alex, to be honest, no, even yung Street Food Tycoon, yung initial target market ko is actually abroad, US and UK. Mm-hmm. Kaya if you notice, if you play the game, the first street food that you'll notice is hot dogs and fries.
Yes.
So para mag-appeal tayo sa global audience. And then, as you play along, dun sa gitna ng game, ma-unlock mo yung mga local street food, which is, I think, what appealed to our local players.
Pero and ano ah, may mga dumarating na Manny Pacquiao, tsaka ano dun.
Yeah. And with Epic
Games... Yun yung napansin ko dun.
Yeah, mas global siya. Pero actually, if you played more dun sa game, you'll be able to see some a bit of Filipino culture nandyan si Juan Luna.
Ah, yun,
nandyan
yeah, I heard of that. So, yeah, hindi pa ako masyado lumalayo. Hindi ako magaling sa puzzles. It's so, ano.
Medyo mahirap so, kasi yung nila. So, nasa medyo latter parts sila ng game.
Right. Yeah, yung puzzles niya is more like you have to plan, eh. You have to plan... dito magkakaroon ng blue and then magkakaroon ng itim dito, I'll move the sphere.
Yeah.
And then kailangan ano. Sometimes may combos pa and stuff like that. So it's a puzzle game through and through. You should check it out. Bago tayo mag ano, where can they get yung Epic Paint Adventure and ano siya? What how parang yeah, go ahead muna. Where can they get it from?
Well, Epic Paint Adventure is currently available for Android and iOS. So, madadownload niya sa iTunes, sa App Store, and also sa Google Play. You can just search for Epic Paint Adventure or you can search for Kuya Mobile. Makikita niyo na yung game.
Yun. Also, syempre, if you want to check out Street Food Tycoon World Tour, and... Elevator Joe. Ako, I guess ako ang parang medyo random question. Which has more downloads for you? Can you actually see iOS or Android which has more downloads?
Well, medyo late na kasi ako nag-start sa Android eh. Nag-start ako last year lang. So, mas marami talaga sa iOS yung downloads.
That's true.
Yeah, pero since mga late last year, medyo nag-gain ng momentum yung Android eh.
Especially, siguro sa Pilipinas, definitely, right? I think mas predominantly dito tayo, mas maraming Android. That's very, you know. Pardon?
It's more accessible, Android.
Yeah, it's more accessible. It's affordable.
Yeah, it's more accessible.
So, I guess yun yung magandang, magandang insight doon, that hindi sadya na parang Pinoy flavor pala itong yung Street Food Tycoon. Would you suggest for example, any parang planning or future Filipino dev to target more worldwide audience or parang yung style ng Street Food Tycoon na medyo may parang halo na may nostalgia ng konti, local stuff, you know?
It actually depends sa game, no? Kasi hindi naman lahat ng game masisingitan mo ng local culture. Merong mga simple games na talagang pang-global, Pero right. I would say, if you're, siyempre, at the end of the day, consider about sustaining yourself. So if you're worried about, you know, generating revenue and that sort of stuff, you're better off targeting the global market.
So malaki
pa yung players. Pero as far as paying players go, hindi ganun kalaki.
Right. So right. You're saying mas malaki talaga yung nakukuha from freemium than yung, kasi may ads ka ngayon, right?
Yeah.
What is Android? So malaki talaga na kukuha from freemium than from ads. How ano ba? May ratio ka ba dyan?
Actually, yung sales and ads, when you compare them, last year siguro mga 80% are sales and then 20% are coming from ads. Pero ngayon, nasa 60-40 na.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's
so
good.
Lumalaki din yung revenue sa ads dahil right. Yun, more and more companies are paying for ano, for visibility and
that's true.
Users.
Well, that's good, you know. Parang if a dev wants to completely make it free, walang freemium model, and then mas gusto ng users yung completely free, although konti na lang ngayon yung ganun ngayon. They can actually earn from ads, but yeah, it's I guess if a dev really wants to break into something, medyo, if you can add a little bit of a freemium, ano, yung may konting paid stuff, that would be ano yung so sa Epic Paint Adventure, it's playable naman eh entirely, di ba?
Yeah.
Yung ano mo is I think extra moves, tama ba yung if you want to buy extra moves extra parang Candy Crush na.
You can buy coins.
Yun. So parang Candy Crush ish yung ano yung yeah. Extra moves or extra time. Yeah. Ano ba? I don't know. Wait lang, magbabasa tayo ng questions dito. Sabi ni RBX Chris, kailangan chicks daw yung elevator operator. Pwede bang gumawa noon elevator ano? ano bang feminine name ng
elevator Jane?
Jane.
Pwede.
Pwede.
Yung initial idea nga namin sana dyan, iibahin sana namin pangalan depende sa country kung saan mo siya
nalala. Okay.
Kasi pwedeng Elevator Juan sa atin and then sa Elevator Joe sa US.
Tama. Yeah, kasi Joe is a parang nondescript American, di ba? And then,
so
medyo know, Juan would be... right. Nung ginesa namin si Sir Ryan Sumo, nung pinag-usapan yung Elevator Joe, sabi namin, bakit walang jeepney manong? Ganun. Diba, it works the same way. You can pick up passengers and move left and right or something like that. Wala lang, parang yun yung naisip naming parang local themed app that is, you know, that is also parang could be the same. You can also pick up Manny Pacquiao, siguro, ganyan, diba?
Actually, Alex, may game na ganun eh. There's this developer from Olongapo developed something called Glowman's Adventure. And then it involves jumping around jeepneys or jumping to avoid jeepneys or something like that.
Wow, okay.
Points. Coincidentally,
dapat lagyan yun ang disclaimer yung app niya, don't do this ano, in real life.
Okay, coincidentally, it's developed on BlackBerry 10.
Okay. Yun pala eh, kaya pala eh. tinatanong ni Kikam Abraka kung meron bang sample video sa YouTube. I think this is for Epic Paint Adventure. I think if you Google Kuyi Mobile, tama ba, sir?
Yeah.
Also, si ating friend from Pinoy Screencast has did a video about yung gameplay ng Epic Paint Adventure. Ako, I think, bala ko rin gumawa, although hindi pa ako, ano, hindi ko pa nasimulan. Epic Paint Adventure. It's actually, ano, you should download it kasi it's, ano, how big is it ba? How big a file is it, sir?
It's around 30 MB.
Okay. So, hindi rin pala, ano, it's not a bag, not so big, mas malaki pa rin Temple Run. So, you should check it out. It's free naman eh. So, siguro kung mabagal yung internet mo, try to download it after the show.
Yeah.
I'm gonna refresh the comments.
Yung mga download eh.
Eh, ano naman, naka-fap ka kasi.
Oo, naka-fap eh.
Nico, Stark ba yung ano mo? Stark ba yung ref mo dyan?
Yeah.
ako, I guess my question ako, sir, Eric. Sure. What would you suggest to new, ano, to new, parang, if you're a local startup developer, parang yung app developer?
Advice?
Oh, yeah. Like ako kasi parang I think Kuyi Mobile might be one of the most more successful local app development studios or teams or you know in the Philippines. At least you've come up with some pretty good games already, na well known. So how do you do it? How can you start something like this?
Siguro ngayon I would advise I usually give the advice na to start small and think big, no? Kasi Flappy Bird is one good example, diba?
Oh, yeah.
Really quick and small game and yet still become successful. So,
kung alam ko lang yun, ginagawa ko yun sa high school, yung mga ganyan games. Diba, it's just, ano, eh, you just make a quick gravity algorithm, di ba? Parang ano lang yun, eh? Whatever times something, something. And then, just isang button lang eh. Just press this button. Oh my God. Siguro yung mahirap na lang dun yung, whatever, yung collision detection, but yung mga... I think Android SDK has collision detection na, di ba? Or something like that.
Yeah, yung, most of them are built-in na yung mga ganun eh.
So, yeah.
Mas matagal pa siguro ito yung graphics niya eh.
Yeah, dati hin-hardcode ko yun nung gumagawa ko ng games. Pag malapit siya sa circle ng ano. Anyway, very interesting. So, ano yung, ano, I think si Raf yung more, yung deals with more startup guys and app developer guys. And, did you have to invest? How did you start it? Were you working as a parang software developer elsewhere first?
Before Kuni Mobile, meron din akong actually game company. That's my first company. It's called eSoft Interactive, and then I made mobile games for Windows Phone.
Pang-OS,
yung mga lumang PDA pa tawag nun eh that time. One of my mistakes was I depended too much dun sa Windows Mobile platform. So when the platform died, my company went with it.
Yeah, mahirap so, yung ano.
And after that, I kind of experimented developing for consoles naman. I did some Xbox games, DS games. And then, luckily, mga after a year, dilabas ni Apple yung iPhone.
Okay.
I started developing games for it.
I actually thought, I actually thought parang, kasi... Yung I thought you started talaga around the iPhone time, but meron you actually started before pala. I guess so, not talaga. Oh. Mayroon pala tapatan yung experience mo kung sakali. Kasi hindi ang ano.
To be honest, no, sa Kuya Mobile, I kind of, well, I would say I was one of the lucky developers kasi when I started, parang that was the time when they launched the App Store. Eh. So, konti pa lang yung content nila. Everyone who released app or games, talagang nafe-feature nila dun sa App Store.
That's true. So, that's
kind of paved the way for Kuya Mobile.
Yeah, that's a good idea. No, that's a good insight. Pero ngayon, syempre, medyo saturated na, di ba?
Yeah.
You have to have ano? You have to have a Flappy Bird. tanong dito. Sabi ni RBX Chris, limited daw ang download speed ng mobile devices sa Wi-Fi ng comp shop nito. Mamaya, download mo na lang mamaya, pare. Sabi ni John Louis de la Ramos, sir, sa graphics part ng pagiging dev, kayo rin po ba gumagawa o may graphic artist kayo? There you go.
About 80% ako gumagawa. Kasi I started out as an artist eh. So before I got into programming, I used to be a cartoonist. So nakatulong talaga yung pagiging artist ko. Pero dito sa mga recent games ko like Elevator Joe, Epic Paint, I partnered with other developers, other artists para mas mabilis yung development. Right. Like in Elevator Joe, for example, si Ryan. Ryan was the one who did all the graphics for the game.
Yes.
Then dito sa Epic, I outsourced some of the graphics to Martin Jimenez. Yes.
Kilala namin yun. I don't know kung nag-guest na namin siya dito before. Pero matagal na namin siyang friend. He's a big guy in the DS community.
Yeah.
I met him before talaga. Dati kaming Pinoy Nintendo group, Pinoy Nintendo forums ni Martin.
Talaga?
Yes. Kami yung, nung may mga convention pa na nagdadala ng Wii, kami yung nagdadala ng Wii. Kami ni Martin. So, medyo kilala ko siya. pero yan, bala ko siya i-guest before, pero yun na nga, sabi niya, when he's working on something, he'll tell us about it. I don't know kung this was the one he's talking about, but yeah, he did some of the art for Epic Paint, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yun. He's looking forward din sa mga projects.
Nakipag-partner din ako with local local talent para mas mapabilis din yung development.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Hirap yun ah. So parang ano, parang it looks like we still have to go through years na pagde-develop niko bago tayo mag-ano. Gawa na lang tayo ng mga ano, Flappy Bird clones.
Yeah.
Okay. Ayun, yun yung question. I don't know kung makakaano si... So, ano ba? Ano ako, ikaw, Nico, may question ko ba? Kakagrad mo lang, oh, di ba, Nico? Ay, pag-grad pa lang.
Tinanong, oh, kakagrad ko lang ng grade 12 eh. Pero wala na akong tanong dahil inauna na ako ni Rap.
Oo nga eh, mantindi yung question si Rap. Any plans for the future, sir, Kuyi Mobile? What's the next app? What's coming up?
Well, more games. Hopefully more games. And sa ngayon, medyo focus pa ako sa Epic Paint kasi kaka-release yeah. namin. So,
yeah.
The goal is to further improve the game as I move along. And then, siguro mag-add pa ng mas maraming levels para dun sa mga players.
Is there, ano? Yeah, yun tatanong ko sana eh. More paintings to finish, mga ganun, magkakaroon ba ng extra, ano?
Oo, meron. Yeah.
Yun.
Initially, yun. 72 lang yung nasa game ngayon eh.
Okay.
Pero plan ko is to add more.
Yun. Okay. So, I don't know kung may tanong pa kay Sir Eric and Kuyi Mobile and Epic Paint Adventure. If you have any more questions, just put it in the comments. I guess, ano, yung ano natin, please download, check out Epic Paint Adventure and other Kuyi Mobile games. Just search Kuyi Mobile sa Android App Store and iOS App Store? iOS. And thank you very much, sir. And more power to you. I don't know if you want to stick around. If you want to stick around, we'll talk about other products. But right now, lilipat tayo sa Release the Kraken. Kraken, sir. Kung ano, let's move on muna sa ating Release the Kraken. Graphics ko up. Raph's Kraken is here. Sabi ni, ano to? Lady Gaga? May nag-comment. Ah. Saan yung ano ko? Graphics ko. The Kraken is a new phone by SKK. Kaka-announce lang nila kanina. Nakita mo ba to, ano? Nico, o nag-ano ka ba? Nababangga ka muna ng...
Hindi, nakita ko na yan.
Sabi ni RBX Chris Placer, buti may pioneer tulad ng Kuyi... Para sa mga local devs, ehem, Randolph, ehem.
You know.
Yun. So, papaalam na daw si Sir Eric. Any last parting words, sir? Kung anong ano nyo?
Yun lang siguro. Download the game and then let me know kung may suggestions kayo or feedback.
Yun. So feedback. Mag-post kayo ng feedback, sabihin niyo kung ano pang gusto niyo ng update sa game, parang ganoon or more games na lalabas. Ganun ba, sir?
Okay.
Yun.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and
si Raf na wala na.
More power. Yeah, more power to Kuyi Mobile, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Woof. Tayo na lang nandito.
Oh, tayo. Asala si Raf.
Hindi ko alam eh. Hindi ako makapag-altab eh. Teka lang. Nahihiya ako eh. Ano ako? Na-pressure ako kaya no?
Sige, tuloy natin itong Kraken.
Na-pressure ako kay Sir Eric eh. si Jam nag... Okay, sige. The SKK Kraken. Nakikita niyo yung picture dito. It's an octa-core phone. Wait lang, isa-stretch ko ng konti yung graphics para hindi masyadong ano. Woo! Okay. SKK Kraken. Ito lang, kaka-announce lang ng... Sabi ni Arbix. Ayun na, release the Kraken! So, kaka-announce ng SKK ito today. Nakita nyo may Kraken. Hindi naman Kraken ito. Kraken ba to? Itong graphics na to, Kraken ba yan? Mukhang itim lang na octopus eh. Diba? Hindi naman... Yeah. Hindi mo masyadong Kraken yun eh. Ito yung ano, ito yung graphics ko. Ito. Yan. Ito Kraken. Wait. Wala yung...
Sige.
Kraken! Yeah. Okay. So, inagas ang SKK Mobile ng octa-core phone. It's called SKK Kraken. Hindi ko alam. Maganda ba yung pangalan ganun? Parang hindi masyadong nakakatuwa yung Kraken.
Oo.
Kasi nagpauso yung THL ng Monkey King eh. Monkey King, Monkey King, yeah. Monkey King.
Ano ba kayo? Sa unggoy o sa kraken?
So, actually, hindi naman masama yung pangalan, ano? Yeah. Tinatanong ni John Louis de la Ramos, ano Twitter ni Sir Eric FB? Wait lang, ano ba? Oh, yun sana yung ano eh, dapat nahihiya siguro
Hello?
Si Sir Eric. Dapat yung mga Twitter and say, hey, Raph, what's up?
Hey guys, before you guys proceed, I'd just like to say that MVP can eat shit. Manuel Pangilinan can eat my shit and so on. God damn it. Hate them all.
Fuck. Yung internet mo ba talaga? O ano? Yung pag na-disconnect ka sa amin, you know, may, ano, may weak
it's
job
mo. It's not my router, it's internet.
Hindi, I mean, pag na-disconnect ka sa amin, pati yung internet mo, as in Google and Facebook.
Yeah, online. Everything goes offline. It's the internet.
Sino ba itong mga pa-upload sa big time show? Sino ba itong mga to?
Hoy, Week! Hoy, tumahimik ka dyan, Week! So, welcome to the show po. It's Week Ancheta. Week.
Bite Week. Bite Week. Week naman talaga siya, siya. Pero bakit?
Noob kasi siya eh.
Rap is gay. Rap is gay. Hashtag rap
Jam
is gay.
Sandali.
Diyan mga team mo, nagbe-blend ka sa background mo.
Wait lang, tinatanong yung ano. So sa Twitter po, sabi tinatanong ni John Louis de la Ramos, ano Twitter ni Sir Eric? You can tag Kuyi Mobile, at Kuyi Mobile. And then, I think sa Facebook, you can search for Kuyi Mobile then, and then lilitaw siya. Hindi ko ma-search ngayon, mabagal yung PC ko dahil may hangouts eh. Anyway, sabi ni Kevin Valdez, paano ba maka-join sa video conference yung Manong Alexi para may kasama naman kayo dyan?
Manong?
Kailangan. Ayan, wala na naman si Jam. Hindi, ano lang. Pagkano, tingnan natin. Kung gusto mo sumama ka sa BTS community, hanapin mo yung BTS community sa Facebook. Doon kami nagkukwentuhan eh. Sabi ni RBX Chris, giant squid yung graphics na yan eh. Tama nga, giant squid. wala na tayo. SKK Kraken. This is the SKK Kraken. Octa-core siya, kaya lang hindi masyadong maganda yung specs. So, meron siya nung obviously 1.7 GHz na octa-core MediaTek 6592 processor. So, yun yung maganda sa kanya. Ang problema yung screen.
Why? Ano size?
It's a 5-inch 854x480 display.
Oh, it's still
5? Baba ng res eh. Mama solution.
Yung octa-core niya is it a fully dedicated processor na octa-core talaga unlike the Samsung plastic one that only activates pagka ano.
No, it's the MediaTek octa-cores, the new brand, new breed of octa-core na.
So I have a question. Does it have NFC?
Wala.
No. Sorry.
Ay, pero may yung Star Mobile Octa may NFC. Star Mobile Octa has NFC with wireless charging and then may free wireless charging yung ano. May free wireless charger yung Star Mobile Octa. You should check that out. Medyo mahal lang. So babalik tayo sa Kraken. Okay. Sabi ni RBX Chris, mga pangalan na kinuha sa Hon, Monkey King at Kraken. sabi ni Leche 1982, di pwede ilabas ang Kraken habang wala pa si Raph. Yun.
Ilabas na.
Sabi ni Kevin Valdez, dapat SKK Squid Balls. Ano yung ano? Kamaron? Kalamares? Kalamares dapat.
Kalamares.
Sabi ni Leche 1982, baka magalit ang Kraken. So, ito, ayan, nakikita niyo yung specs dito. Halos hindi ko na kailangan basahin. At ito yung picture dito, SKK. Yan. FWVGA display. So, mababa yung resolution ng 854x480. Akala nyo mababa na yung 720p. Akala nyo mababa na yung QHD na maliit yung Q. Small letter Q. Ito, mas mababa pa to.
Alex, ano price point na to?
Pardon? Wala pa siyang price eh. Pero, ang estimate ko, ang rumors is 8,888 pesos.
What's your guess?
Actually, ano kasi siya eh. Dapat mamaya ako pa sasabihin, pero it's an OEM of brand called Ulefone.
Oh.
Ulefone.
I don't see the battery life here. Anong ilan mAh?
We'll get to that eh. Kasi, so yung specs na nakalagay dito, yan lang yung makikita, ang alam nating specs. Wala pang sinasabi si SKK. But, since we did some research, it's actually an Ulefone U9592. So may picture ako ng Uli phone dito. Sabihin niyo sa akin kung pareho sila. Wait lang, bubuksan ko muna. Sobrang nanunoob na ako dito. Ayan.
Distracting yung poster sa likod ni Alex, no?
Wait, nag-distract ba talaga kayo?
Oh,
papalitan ko.
Hindi ako.
Alam, gusto ko siyang palitan kasi hindi ako tumagal dun sa ano, hindi ako tumagal dun sa GTA 5. Talaga mas gusto ko GTA 4.
Oo nga naman, wow. Maganda pa rin yung GTA 4. Pero story-wise, pinaka-the-best pa rin na San Andreas.
Jeff, ganda ng headphones mo, pareho ng akin.
Okay, Raph, may headphones ka pa sa akin.
Yes. May headphones may utak ka pa sa akin. Inaalala mo, Raph.
okay, wait. Parang nagdala na lang tayo dito. So the SKG Kraken it looks a lot like the Ulefone U9592. So I'm betting it's the same phone. Yung Ulefone U9592, tinatanong mo yung battery ng SKG, di ba? Ang battery nito is 2,300 mAh.
Oh,
pero,
not bad, but...
Yeah, pero sa Ulefone, if you buy the Ulefone, dalawa yung battery na bibigay sa'yo. So times two. May spare bat ka.
That's a nice deal.
Yeah, it's not bad.
What, ano, Alex, what, ano, what phone is this combating sa market? Ano yung katapat niya?
Wala eh, kasi, well, okay, kasi may mga, yung ibang brands natin, may Star Mobile, Okta, na sobrang mahal, well, mataas kumpara dito, kasi full HD yung screen, and then mataas yung camera and all that stuff. It's at 16,990, I wanna say, 16,990. And then meron ding Cosmo Cherry Mobile Cosmo Z2 nasa 13 which is a full HD din, yun yung pang tapat nila. Star Mobile Diamond X1 nasa 14 na 720p display pero maganda yung build. And then THL Monkey King 2 nasa I wanna say 13.5 with NFC. Yun may NFC and THL so that you like that. This is parang
ni Raffin kasi may NFC.
This one sort of this parang ano sobrang oddball siya kasi this is the only one na sobrang baba ng specs for an octa-core phone kasi normally pag inisip po octa-core mataas dapat yung specs eh. But this one has you know 8 megapixel camera with flash, 5 megapixel front according to this. 1 gig RAM, 8 gig ROM. At least 8 gig yung ROM with micro SD. This might be the first sub 10,000 peso octa core. Yun lang masasabi ko.
See, Alex, who would buy this? Would it be like a gamer who likes to play games? Kasi that's a gamer that wants to save some money as opposed to buying something more expensive.
Right.
That can run a wide set of games on us.
Yeah, most probably gamers some bibili nito. Gamers. Definitely.
Gamers.
Anong ginagawa mo dyan? Para ka nandyan? Nahihiya ako sa'yo.
Bakit ba ako part na show na to?
Oo, may post-trend ka naman eh. Umalis ka na dito.
Oo nga.
Teka lang, ano yung earphones ni Alex? Urban Ears ba?
Urban Ears.
Ako? Oo ba?
Tulad ng earphones natin.
Kasi ako, pare-pare-pare.
Alex, going back to the phone.
Yeah.
Before everybody gets mad at us for talking about whatever, so gamers will probably buy this. Ano? That yung with the battery.
Most likely. Unless lang talaga may mga nagtitipid and then.
TJ for sure, kasi dual SIM.
Ang problema ang galit si TJ dito sa SKK brand.
Mag-submit ka daw ng bahay data.
Hindi it's a long running. Kasi nung I think ano ba yun? January ba yun?
December.
Nagpahirap kontaktin ni TJ si SKK Mobile. Ang problema, ang daming requirements si SKK Mobile na parang ano, sobrang nangihinang bio
data. Ng views.
Printed information about blog, gano'n.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Kasi ano ba yan, nag-offer lang ng libreng coverage tapos hahanapan ka pa ng gano'n. So nasa
bio pala gano'n.
Parang gano'n, parang blog information or something like that, parang ano, blog profile ata, or bloggers profile.
I get the profile and everything, but...
They could do that, they can research that themselves, saka hindi naman kailangan because ano, libre naman yung services na okay po, ano, co-over kami ng products nyo, diba? Diyos ko naman.
Hindi nila alam ang Google. Hindi nila alam na nag-exist ang Google. Kaya gusto nila buy data.
Tangin na pumunta ka lang, tjsdaily.com. Makikita mo naman ilang ano.
Tapos kailangan ko ng thumbprint, kailangan ko ng NBA clearance.
NBA clearance. SSS chatin.
Oh, kailangan ko ng clearance.
Ang gulo lang, ang gulo lang. So, hindi, actually kasama kami doon. Hindi na kami, ako sabi ko, kung ganun lang, hindi ako magpapakano dyan. Kasi, ako na, mahihiya ako eh. Kasi parang ikaw pa yung nakikiusap na maka-review, makakita ng telepono nila. Hindi ako gaganoon. Okay,
if they ask me that, I just walk away and say fuck you.
Exactly. Exactly. That's
exactly.
Oh, yun lang talaga. Kaya galit si Tito.
Hindi po nila alam ang online social media and well, the online what you call that.
Hindi nila alam na post trend ka.
Jam, hindi talaga ikaw, ikaw yung vlog ng bayan.
pambansang vlog yan.
No, no, yun nga yung magandang ano, ang posttrend.ph, ang vlog ng bayan. Ganda yun, rap.
Vlog ng bayan.
Jam and Cheta is the Ross of BTS.
Lagot kayo.
Hindi kita kilala.
Huwag kayo maingay.
Hindi kita kilala.
Sabi ni Wilco, Sir Alex, dapat full HD na yan, SKK, kasi karamihan ng octa-core full HD. Yun nga eh. Ang baba ng resolution niya, sobrang baba na yung 854480. Pero, may mga tao pa rin makakatiis dyan. Totoo lang, may magtitiis pa rin dyan. Sabi ni Leche, 1982, wahaha, galit si Raf. Galit na rin, Kraken niya. Yun. Sabi niya, umitim. Jamo, umitim ka daw.
Okay.
Tinatanong ni Wiyo Kazi. Sabi ni Wiyo Kazi, sa Alex, IPS po ba yan, SKK? Yes, according to yung Ulephone na nabasa ko. Ulephone, IPS.
Kala ko e-paper yung gamit. Diba e-paper?
Sabi ni Leche, 1982, 4.2, full wide VGA, SKK Cropec nga.
Cropec? Diba?
Cropec daw eh. Tawag na nila Cropec eh. Saan ba yun? Ano yung picture ko ng SKK crack?
Ito lang, kapatay yeah. Tayo ng ilaw. Earth Hour kanina eh. Nasaan ba ilaw? Nakakatamad.
Pinatay na namin kanina. Ayan, so, ano pa ba? Sabi ni RBX Chris, ang bilis ng Wi-Fi sa bus ni Jam, ah. Naka-Wi-Fi ka ba sa...
Na, nakahiga na nga ako eh.
Ang ganda naman ng bus dyan.
Oo nga eh. May kumot bus.
Okay, so yung SKK Kraken yun nga. Actually, yung Ulephone, so ang information natin ito, walang sinasabi yung SKK. But basing from yung specs ng Ulephone, it's priced at $193 or basta basically $200. So yung estimate na it kasi may teaser sila eh. May tini sila na parang puro 8 yung dun sa numbers na may puro 8 numbers sila dun sa teaser nila. So I'm guessing gonna be priced at 8,888.
Hindi, 88 pesos lang yan. Tapos 88 pesos.
Tangin na, tanggalin na natin si Jam dito.
Anyway, Alex, I think we should move on. Kasi,
yeah
we should move on. Kanina pa, nasa bus ako na. Kanina ko pa nakikita yung Kraken na yun eh.
Hindi, pero yun. For people who's looking for the game, for some games, yeah, I think, I'm sure. Siguro may magre-reklamo dahil mukha siyang Samsung, but yeah, whatever.
Samsung, pinayagan siya na, despite the having a octa-core processor, pinayagan siya na magkameron ng FWVGA display.
At least HD
display man lang. Kasi 5-inch yan eh.
Nahihiyan na ako HD para display yan, bibiling ko yan. Kung HD display yan, magugustuhan ko yan.
Oh, ikaw ba ang dinagsubmit ng buy data eh, kaya ayun.
Alex. Alex, yeah, go ahead. $100 says that this thing overheats like crazy.
I haven't torture tested an octa-core before. Kasi hindi pa tayo pinapayari, may mga ganun tayo, pro tayo eh, galing tayong vlogger eh. I don't know, I think it's fine. I think it might be fine, I don't know. But it might be the cheapest octa-core we'll ever have dito sa Pilipinas so for now. Wala pang price to, di ba ano? So sabi ni RBX Chris, barangay clearance, biodata, NBI clearance, police clearance.
Then, si Jam, kailangan na nag-test.
Bakit dalawa yung barangay clearance? SSS tin at suking tindahan at pirmahan. Yung daw kailangan mo para, yung daw kailangan mo para mag-apply sa as a blogger ng SKK. Talaga, yun ang ayoko yung may application process pa eh. Sobrang ano naman nun.
First time ka ako nakarinig na nangihiram na kailangan ng ganun.
Kailangan mo na touch yung proof of purchase ng SKK phone.
Parang, parang hindi nila alam na nag-exist ang Google at Alexa.com. Alam mo, ang daming website para ma-research yung mga ganyan.
Oo nga eh, trabaho naman nila yun. Anyway, yun ang SKK Crocaine. Crocaine! Sabi ni Frozen Throne PLDC daw. Yun ang reklamo mo.
Oh, shit, yes.
ano ba to? Sabi ni May Lorenzo, parang fuse lang. Sabi ni Kikam Abraka, hindi po Kraken yun, pusit po yun. Ay, yung picture siguro. And then sabi ni Frozen Throne, PLDC.
Yeah. Ano, pusit nyo.
Parang Frozen Throne, ano mas maganda? LOL o HON?
Let's do.
Dota 2.
Wait, lilipat na tayo sa HTC Mate.
Ha?
HTC Mate?
M8. Ang favorite po ni TJ Panganiban, ang HTC One M8.
Hindi siya dual SIM eh. Wala pa may dual SIM version na ba dito?
Siguro kung meron man sa China or sa Russia ang lalabas na dual SIM
version. Alex, how's HTC doing as a company?
Really bad.
Better than BlackBerry.
Oh, snap!
A blank old water.
You're asking for
apply to burned area.
Apply dog to the burned area.
Ano sila? Medyo nabumawi sila ng konti with the one. Pero paano pa rin sila, yung trend pa rin nila pababa. Yun basically.
The last time na meron silang magandang cellphone is the HTC Desire HD. That's their single core Android processor. Na, Single core na Android.
May design flaw yung phone na yun, ha?
Ano yan?
Yung bottom, yung sa baba, yung bottom cover ng SIM card, always pops off.
Okay.
Okay.
So the unibodies that they came up recently, the one, that's our best design so far ever.
Yeah. The one is actually very good, pero, maano talaga yung tumaas, yung Snapdragon 600 siya eh, and then S4 was like Snapdragon, hindi, well, Snapdragon 600 din ang S4, but...
May sense pa ba yan?
Yeah, may sense pa to.
Oh man, sense sucks.
It got better.
Sa HTC One, yung original HTC One, I like the sense din. Pero yung battery life, medyo matakaw. So, yung pa rin yung ayaw ko sa kanya, yung sense. Matakaw. And available na sa Google Play yung sense. So, probably pwede nating ma-port yung APK. Ayoko? Pero hindi ako interested eh. Kasi,
hindi ako mahilig sa skin. Ano ba? Ayoko dyan.
Ayaw. Mag-iPhone ka na. Ayaw. Windows phone.
Alex, ano naman ba itong phone na ito? Hindi pa.
M8 hindi pa. Yung One, yes. Yung M8 hindi pa. This was announced internationally this week, a few days ago. So, we're gonna talk, yung specs, okay. So, they introduced the M8. It's powered by a 2.3 GHz Snapdragon 801 processor. So, bago na yung processor niya. A larger 5.0-inch Full HD display na Super LCD 3. Gorilla Glass 3. Dating version ng HTC One was 4.7 inches. So, mas malaki na to by 0.3.
Pero this one is tinier. Thinner pala. Thinner and curvier. And shinier.
Android. It's got Android 4.4 KitKat. So, may KitKat na siya. Pero, okay. So, sa likod, nakikita nyo yun. Okay, ibang picture gagamitin ko kasi low-res itong picture ko. Nasa daw yun. Wait. Wala pa akong ibang picture ng HTC. Wala. Wait lang. Nandito yan. Somewhere.
Sige lang.
It's got dual 4 megapixel. Wala pala akong... Saan napunta yun? Sinipong picture.
Google mo na lang.
Mabagal yung ano ko eh. Wait lang. Sige. HTC One LED. So ito na muna gagamitin kong picture. Sobrang prepared ako eh.
Ba, ang bakas ko na ito. Napaka-deep prepared. Malalok ko ito ng talaga.
So, ang mas, ito, ito. Meron siya, ang, isa niya mong feature, ayan, sobrang pixelated para sa inyo. Ayan, ayan, oh. 8-bit.
Wait, no, I, like, ano yung dalawang yan? Ano yung dalawang bot? What's the camera? What's the other
oh, black? Yeah, so, it's, yeah, maganda dito eh, kasi gusto ko malaman yung reaction mo, eh, first time reaction. Dalawang camera yan.
What the fuck? Why?
Alam mo, yung kasi, di ba, yung feature niya is yung para daw sa focus. Para daw...
Ang pangit naman din, ano ba? Katahan naman yan eh.
Alam
mo, dapat ko na lang eh. Kasi alam mo...
Yeah.
Pang 3D ba yan?
Well, yes and no.
Possible yan, possible.
Yes and no. But they're not offering 3D anymore kasi bulok yung like, hindi yeah.
Na usin. Alam mo, dapat ginawa na lang nila yung katulad sa Xperia Z2. Kasi sa Xperia Z2, isa lang yung camera, pero yung focusing niya, I mean, software yeah. Yung ginamit nila for, yung para magkamera ng bokeh shot, yung sa mga hindi nakakalam, yung para maging blurred yung background. So, parang DSLR-like yung image.
DSLR.
Masakit ang ngipin. DSLR.
Hindi, okay, okay. Medyo pag, ano, i-explain natin sa mga nanonood, dalawa siyang 4-megapixel camera. So, alam niyo yung katulad nung dati yung HTC One may tinatawag silang ultra pixel camera. Ultra yeah, pixel yeah. Pa rin to. Na, pero 4 megapixels lang bawat isa. Dinalawa nila kasi wala silang magawa sa buhay nila.
5 megapixel yung unahan niyan. Mas malaki pa yung
front cam niya 5 megapixel. Mas marami pang pixels yung front cam kaysa sa rear cam.
Hindi pero, ko mag-get sa HTC. Yeah. Bakit nag 4 megapixel pa rin sila? And then, darating
yung... Ano ba? Tangin na naman yan. 4 megapixels.
Wait, Alex. I don't think we can pass judgment that easily. Kasi until we see actual shots.
Well, yung original HTC One with its original 4 megapixel camera was terrible already. Well, hindi gano'ng kaganda.
DJ.
DJ nga. Hindi, yung original pa lang, hindi na masyado maganda. Yung ano... So, it looks like reports say hindi rin ganun kaganda itong bago. Medyo mas maganda siya sa low light, but only very parang marginally ang sinasabi nila.
Sayang so, ang marketing ni Robert Downey Jr.
Parang wala na nga si Robert Downey sa ano eh, sa usapan. Eh.
Alam mo, ang laki sana niyang ano eh. I mean, ang laki niya sanang ano, tulong sa marketing ah, for HTC, pero wala eh. I mean, sa simula lang siya. And then, na-hype yung news na gaganan. Wala din. After that, wala na.
Hindi, wait lang. Sandali, bago tayo lumayo, usapan lang natin. So, yun na nga. This is 2 4 megapixel ultra pixel cameras. Ang point daw nito is para magkaroon ng refocus shot. After you take the picture, since meron siyang secondary camera, it can detect yung depth of field na kailangan niya mangyari. So it can know which is the foreground, which is the background, and pwede niya i-separate yung dalawa. Quote, unquote.
Parang ano, kinect lang
ah. Alex, it makes sense, but will the orientation affect the...
A little bit.
So landscape will be taken differently and so will portrait.
Yeah. Sa totoo lang, hindi naman ganun kaganda yung effect niya. It will actually, if you want to blur the background, since alam ng secondary camera kung alin yung background, alin yung foreground, since nagpa-parallax yung image ng foreground, it'll just blur the ones that it thinks is far from you.
Oh, I bet you HTC just wanted to say, oh, don't buy the high megapixel Nokia cameras. Look, we have 3 cameras.
Yun na nga yung, doon ako na ba bad trip eh, kasi po, tsaw, parang wala nang maisip yung HTC.
Pero may technology, alam ko na binili ang ano eh, company pala, ang Nokia, na parang 4 cameras, in a single annual, sa isang square lang siya, 4 cameras siya, pero as a single ano lang siya, shot, para mas mapalaki yata yung megapixel. Pero it's a company that they bought. Pero wala pang ano, wala pa silang ini-implement na device.
Well, kalokohan naman 'yan, Diyos ko naman.
To redact my statement. I can't pass judgment until we actually see samples of the shots. But initially, it sounds stupid lang.
Yeah, hindi ako naniniwala dito. Kalokohan na lang 'to. Wala nang magawa itong ano, HCC, nakakasaw na.
Alex, baka naman mali yung mga pictures mo. Sigurado mo tama yung mga source na. Mga pinotoshop lang 'yan, ha.
kinapipaste yung camera, nilagay doon sa ano.
Sino ba ito, Rafael Ocon na ito? May alam ba ito sa technology?
Tama.
Oy, sabi ni Frozen. Sabi ni Frozen Tron, lol, LOL, wahaha, hindi yung lol na tawa ha. LOL as in League of Legends. So panalo League of Legends, sabi ni Frozen Tron. Oh,
nasa ka ba, Raph? Wala ka ba sa ngayon sa La Union? 'Di ba nasa La Union ka every weekend?
Oh, every other weekend. Ngayon nasa Manila ako.
Oh, na standard. Okay. Sabi ni Will Kazi, Sir Alex, magkano po yung HTC One M8? Feeling ko mga 32.
Feeling ko 32,000 pa rin yan after 3 years.
Parang hindi na 16,000. Sabi ni Frozen Throne, Kuya Alex, ano po ba ang special sa bagong HTC M8 na yan? Wala. Except yung dalawang camera na walang kwenta.
Then, Alex bitterd Aisha.
Third eye na! Tatlo yung camera. May front, may back, tsaka may ano.
Parang si Vincent.
Hindi, well, technically, kung hindi yung camera yung pag-uusapan natin, maganda naman yung processor niya, maganda yung build niya. Yun yung mapapagmalaki niya talaga. Kasi bakal yan eh. Bakal yung ano eh. Plus, may micro SD card slot na siya, which is wala doon sa dati. So, pag-usapan natin sandali yung specs mabilis na. Yung dual 4 megapixel, ultra pixel camera, walang kwentang shit. 5 megapixel front, 2 gig RAM, 16 or 32 gig RAM, feeling ko 16 yung mapupunta sa atin. With micro SD, 2,600 milliamp hour battery na yung na non-removable, so hindi natatanggal yung likod. I think doon na naman tayo mauolats. And then yung next, ano ko dito, putang ina, ewan ko kung to that fucking view case. Yun yung nilagay ko. May case na nabibili.
Yung may that case ba?
May case na nabibili. It's an interesting thing, pero medyo ano lang siya, parang novelty thing lang siya.
Yeah.
It's novelty, but it's something that nobody's thought of before, and it's pretty, you know, pretty good.
So yung dot case is basically, pag sinara mo siya, para siyang 8-bit. Butas-butas yung case eh. And then may mga pixels na lumilitaw dun sa butas, parang 8-bit siya na display. Wala lang, interesting lang.
Oh, maganda maglaro doon siguro, no. Makakapaglaro.
Pero technically wala yung phone mismo, wala talaga mapapagmalaki bukod doon sa 4 megapixel na kulukuhan. Pero
third eye.
Ito ang masasabi ko ha, may design problem sila dito.
Ano 'yan?
Kung kinumpara mo itong M8 versus yung original one, mas mahaba, mas matangkad ang M8 and may problema. The reason why tingnan mo yung sa ilalim. Yung original one, nandito sa baba yung back and menu button.
Oh, yeah. Tama.
Dito, bali wala na tong stripe na to.
Bakit ba daw? Gusto ni HTC eh. They are high-tech computers.
Wait lang, maghanap ako ng picture ha. Bago tayo lumipad bago dito.
Mag-iPhone ka na lang. Mag-Blackberry ka na lang. Di ba, Raph?
Okay, may Blackberry ka na. It's all Android shit.
BlackBerry Porsche 9922
Raph, nakita mo na yung tag dito? Nokia X?
Yes. Sa lahat ng pictures na yun, binigyan kayo. Too early to see how people react to it. Eh. But it's good that Nokia finally adapted Android.
Yeah.
But they, you know, I think they wanted to grab it talaga, and they changed a lot of things, diba?
Yeah.
Of course, Android, but everything else looks totally different.
Right. So we'll kasi you're talking about installing ano kasi installing
ano. Oh, anong Tecno Buffalo? Ano yun?
Oo nga, Tecno Buffalo eh. Oo nga eh. Ito hindi sakto yung size na to eh. Hindi tama itong ano. Mas mahaba by about half a centimeter yung tingnan niyo naman yung screen, mas malapad. Bakit naman mas malapad dito ng isa? Hindi pa
ako. Kukuha na tayo dito. Parang ganyan to.
Pero mas mahaba. Yun ang Hali wala tong HTC logo shit na to.
Kung kaya natin pag-usapan 'yan.
Si jump talaga. Sige na nga. Wala.
Wait. BlackBerry Porsche 9992-276-482 na lang yung pag-usapan natin.
Wait lang. Babasa ako ng comments. Sabi ni Ronilo Hasareno, ZTE Nubia X6, Oppo Find 7, sana masama nyo sa next topic. Hindi ko ma-play live stream nyo sa YouTube. Baka mabagal yung internet or something. Refresh mo lang. ZTE Nubia X6, pwede. Kaya lang kasi minsan pag wala sa Pilipinas, mahirap din pausukan sa topic. Hindi rin na ano eh.
Okay.
Nasasayang din yung laway namin. Oppo Find 7, tingnan natin. Kasi magla-launch ang Oppo ata sa Pilipinas. So tingnan natin kung ano, kung mapapasok siya.
Ang tanong, may invite ka ba? May invite ka ba?
Wala akong invite. Wala akong invite.
Wala!
Wala! Sabi ni Leche 1982, naghahanap ng plugger din ata si Xiaomi.
Sino?
May local ba ang presence si Xiaomi?
Xiaomi? Pilipina si Xiaomi, hindi ko alam nga.
Oh, bitch, please.
Xiaomi,
ha? Sabi ni Leche 1982, nagsasabon na ton daw si Jam at Raf at si Nico. Hindi ko sinasabutan.
Paano ba? Wait, hindi abot eh, kasi nasa kabila screen na ko.
Hindi abot eh.
Sabi ni John Louis de la Ramos, di din kayang mag-shot ng video at 4K, but what a beautiful phone. Pero yung extra eye, ewan. Tama ka dyan. Sabi ni Nathaniel Abriol, ang gagandahan lang ng M8 yung build quality. Totoo yan. Pero
HTC, tama sila. Maganda yung build quality, maganda yung design. Huwag na natin pag-usapan yung iba.
Bakit ang haba? Tinignan pa. Okay. Check nyo
mapin. Iba natin nakikita, Alex. Iba, syempre. Iba pa rin pag nahawakan na natin.
Meron siyang stripe na mali. Wala na, sir. Huh?
Malay natin pag nahawakan natin. Maganda siya hawakan.
Sumisip-sip ka lang sa HTC para manalo ka ng HTC.
Uy, nanalo na bang vlogger sa HTC?
Wala. Wala na nanalong vlogger. Sabi ni Lecce 1982, HTC One Checkmate, as in to pin na sila by next year.
Alam mo, ang pagpanalo natin sa
then, next HTC, year, parang next year, apat na yung, wala. Next year, apat na yung camera nila. Natigwa 1 megapixel isa. Oh. Yan, panis.
Tama. Panis.
Sabi ni Kevin Valdez, Tagal La Union ka rin ba? Manong Raf. Manong ka pa na ngayon. Ay, nawala si Raf.
Wala. Parang ano yun eh. Parang HTC yan eh.
Sabi ni IC with love, remember the litro camera, it does the same thing. Yeah, that's true, pero the litro camera actually takes, is actually yung, ang tag dito, what do they call it? Nakalimutan ko yung technology niya, but it's a unique technology that can actually, light field camera, there you go, light field camera. Light field sensor siya.
Siguro kayo kaloko.
Sabi ni Nathaniel Abriol, hintayan na lang natin yung Microsoft Build Conference next week. Ilalabas nila yung bagong OS. Windows Phone 8.1 at dalawang Lumia, 630 at Lumia 930. Yes. Also, they might launch some other Lumias at the same, as well. Mukhang fancy Nathaniel Abriol ng Windows Phone. Actually, gusto ko Windows Phone, kaya lang konti lang apps. Wala yung problema natin doon.
Siguro ako sa photo.
Nokia X, Lumia 1020.
Pero gusto ko pa rin Lumia 920, period. Lumia 920 pa rin ako. Yun yung gusto kong mangyari.
Maganda sa akin yung Lumia 920. Hindi ko lang ba't ayaw nila ng tanking na phone na yun. Mukhang tanke yun eh, sa bigat.
Yeah, pero lang kayo sa akin eh. Alright. Pardon?
Jam, nasa condo ka? Condo dweller ka na yun?
Condo dweller yun. Wala ka sa ano? Kasi pupunta ka ng ano, ng Gayene. Okay, lilipat na tayo sa ano, sa Rapid Fire News.
Holy shit! Are you using that graphic?
Wala kaming remagamit
tayo. Alam mo, Ref.
Rapid Fire News! Powered by NSX.
Graphics will be, well, parang graph na lang palagi. Hindi mo wala ang graph sa mga graph.
Dapat lahat ng segment natin rough-related kahit wala siya.
Alright.
Para mabilis na, Rapid Fire News. Ito, interesado lahat ng tao dito. The Zenfones are arriving in China April 11th.
Ha? Eason.
The Asus Zenfones, the Intel-powered dual-core phones that are 4-inch, 5-inch, and 6-inch, that cost only $100, $150, and $200 are going to be launched in China on April 11th. Now, most likely, kung April 11th sa China, malaki tayo. Magkakaroon na tayo ng 5-inch na Intel Atom phone, dual-core, for $150, 6,000 pesos. Well, sabihin na natin 7,000, 8,000.
So, niniwala 6,000 na yun. Niniwala 7,000 na yun. Libre lang yun kay Eason yun. Eh. Pamimigay ni Eason yun. Oprah yun eh. Si Oprah. Oprah.
Kau lang, kau lang. So very interesting Zen phone. It's gonna be, it's an affordable Intel Atom phone. Oculus Rift. Alam niyo yun yung VR?
Yes.
It's gonna be bought by Facebook for $2 billion.
Magagalit si Raf. Kasi hindi naman start up yun, di ba?
It is.
Hindi, kasi under siya ng...
Kickstarter
siya. Ay! Ah, okay. Ay, oh, tama, tama. Pero si Jan, ano,
si yung... Sipahin mo pang hindi.
Yeah, iniisip ko kasi di ba, yung creator nun is yung gumawa ng Doom and Wolfenstein, di ba?
That's a good game. I played that.
You're old.
Fuck you.
What the fuck?
Huwag niyong gawin dito yan. Bawal NFC dito.
So good to have you back.
Yeah, so good to have you back.
So ayaw wala si TJ. Eh. Mas enjoy pag nandito si TJ.
Wait, asan na yung code ko?
Oculus Rift.
And last natin is BlackBerry released their new Porsche design phone. Ano yung model?
Z10 na Porsche design? Z982. Pero, di ba, base siya sa Z10? Tama?
Yeah.
Or
Z10? Yes. This particular unit, these cost like $2,000, you know? They're made by Porsche design, and yeah. Each one has a very special pin.
Okay.
And the materials used, and in software is slightly modified, and it comes with really expensive headphones.
Ang unit sa Pilipinas?
I've seen one.
I mean, yung magiging available. Diba ang
I don't know.
Ang
Porsche honestly, design, I don't...
Sa research world, di ba ang available ang Porsche design?
I honestly don't know. Hindi ako target market niyan eh. Pang, Hindi ako mayaman. Hindi ako tulad ni Jam. Recondo.
Wait lang, magbabasa ako ng comments dito. Sabi ni RBX Chris, humahagok online. Bagong trip ng mga online vlogger. Ano eh?
Ano yung humahagok?
Hindi ko, umigo. sabi ni RBX Chris, Hang TJ cellphone, HTC One M8. Kaya lang kailangan dual SIM.
Hang TJ cellphone. Bagay yun eh.
Ito rin, may request din si Ronilo Hasareno. ZTE Grand S2 with 4GB RAM. Sama nyo rin sa next topic. Tingnan natin. Minsan kasi pag wala sa Pilipinas, hindi namin nilalagay kasi mahirap umasa eh. Sabi ni RBX Chris, kasi 4 plus 4 equals 8 megapixels. Sobrang noob naman ni Jam. Sabi ni Wio, kasi ask ko lang po Sir Alex, na-release na po ba yung Tut Mobile Cosmo Z2? Yeah, di ba? Available na siya, di ba?
Di pa. Next week pa Cosmo, available.
Cosmo Z2,
yes. Inisip ko yung isa. Experience.
Sabi ni RBX Chris, marami pong salamat sa FAP ng Globe. Sinisira nyo, FAP ng Tut pala.
Wala na. Damage mo eh. It's sinisira nyo pala ng Globe. Kaya,
hindi na tayo sa sponsor ng Globe.
Sinusumpa ko TJ hanggang ngayon.
Sabi ni RBX Chris, kaya na raw makakita ng M8 ng multo. Ano?
Ha? Huh? May tentay kasi.
Oo, tama. Ang hirap intindi. Nalapan ako doon ah. Sabi ni RBX Chris, puro RBX Chris to eh. Sa Cherry Mobile Cosmo Z2 na lang daw siya. Sabi, grabe gusto, mahilig talaga manghawak ni Jam. Dala ka daw ng food sa condo ni Jam, sabi ni RBX Chris. Yun, okay.
Yeah.
Dadala ko ng food siya si Jam.
Wait lang. Ano na tayo? Re-refresh ko na lang yung comments one last time at tayo matatapos na tayo. Alas 12 na.
Makatulog na.
Sabi ni... Mag-boost ka nga ulit.
Pip-pip.
US. Okay. Tapos na tayo. Tapos na.
As all of... Namangga pa talaga.
Sabi ni Will, kasi Sir Alex, first smartphone po ata with a 1440p ang Oppo Find 7.
Well, tingnan natin. Nag-i-illusion lang kayo.
Sabi ni May Lorenzo, Blink Feed lang yung maganda. Well, okay lang yung Blink Feed, pero pwede naman i-download yun somewhere, anywhere.
Sabi mo kay D-Boy, yung phone mo lahat may Blink Feed.
wala ka ng Android, puro Blink Feed lang.
Blink Feed ka lang. Windows phone mo may Blink Feed. Yung camera mo magiging 20 megapixel dahil kay D-Boy from 1 megapixel.
Sana talaga naka-Lumia 920. Ako gusto ko ng 920.
Gusto ko 1020 eh.
Yung kay B-Boy, binenta niya.
Binenta niya yung kay B-Boy?
Wala na! Ano, B-Boy talaga eh.
Hindi man sinabi sa akin. Ano ba yan? Bebenta alright, ko na mahal so... kasi nakawakan ni B-Boy.
Okay. May amoy pang panty yun.
Oh, naka-ano yun? Naka-Android na yun, 1020 na yun.
I guess yung last topic na last rapid fire natin is 20 years old na ang Philippine internet.
Yeah.
It's, ano daw? So it's been 20 years na ako, nawala si Raph.
Pero papaalam na. Yung internet.
Paalam na.
Tanda mo na. Ko yung internet.
Tanda mo na. Mas bata pa ako sa'yo.
Oo nga eh. 16 ka lang eh. Kaya nga hindi pinapapasok sa events.
Eh, hindi ako nananalo eh. Alright guys. I think that's about it for the show. I don't know kung ano. Walang kwenta tong usapan na to. Si Jam, tinutulogan na kami. Pero yun. Very interesting, I would say. Jam, anong comment mo sa Galaxy Tab Pro 8.4?
I like the ergonomics. Sakit sa ngipin. Hindi ko magigas. Basta ergonomics.
Jam, ano ka daw? Openahan ka daw. Jam cancer. Hashtag.
Yes, jam cancer na po yun. Maganda yun eh, yung 8.4 para sa akin eh, kaysa sa next 7. Ang problema, magkano wala ko 8.4 eh.
Magkano binahit sa'yo? Magkano binahit
sa'yo? Wala pa. Wala pa. Naantay ko pa.
Inatay pa talaga eh.
So yun pa ang mga ating pinag-usapan today. Galaxy Tab Pro 8.4, it's SKK Octa-Core Kraken of Fish, HTC One M8. Hey mate! And then si Sir Eric Garay Blas. Garay Blas from Kuyi Mobile and talking about Epic Paint Adventure. Thank you very much for watching. On behalf of our host, si Mr. Wick Ancheta, Jam Cancel.
Cancel.
Nick Guguarte of Nick Dried Gazette. Rafael Oka of Come Visit. May gusto ka ba i-plug, Raf?
No, that's it. On May 3 and 4, though, we'll be having a beach barbecue at the Circle Hostel. So let me know on Twitter or send me a message on Facebook if you're interested.
Libre,
nope, the main event fish, syempre.
Tama,
guys.
Kasi next week, summer yan? Classes pa naman.
May 3 and 4. Come
and
surf
four,
with me, guys.
Thursday, Friday. 3,
hindi mo Samsung. Sa mga hindi pa nakakalama, Circle Hostel, maano doon yung mga
mahilig mag-surf. Marami daw ate doon, marami nagsusurf. Yes.
Alam mo, punta ako doon pag may pre-transfer.
Maraming NF, maraming NFC. masasabi ko lang next year, marami din pa yung pag-uusapan. Actually, bukas or mamayang umaga, magla-launch ang bagong Gioni E7.
May cancer.
And then, si Jam magkaka-cancel. And then, magkakaroon ng launch ng Galaxy S5 na may cancer ng Jam. So, hindi siya makakain. Hindi siya mananalo ng Galaxy S5. Hindi siya mananalo ng Galaxy S5.
Jam, di ba nanalo ka ng toaster na Samsung?
Tama na yan.
So, that's a novel.
Alright, so that's it for the show. Thank you very much for watching. On behalf of you know, our guys na Paani Jam, I'm Alex from TechnoClass.com. That has been the Big Time Show, and we'll see you guys
next week.
Ayoko na.
Jamisky.
This is the Big Time Show, and welcome back to Rafa Taloka, the gay man.
Jump cancer.
Rafa is gay. Rafa is gay. Hashtag Rafa is gay.
Jump cancer.
It's great to have you back.